This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States military told VOA on Monday it has not received orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan and remains fully committed to Afghan partners to achieve security objectives. But U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters Monday during a visit to Kabul that U.S. President Donald Trump is planning a partial withdrawal of troops from the country. He said the president would announce the withdrawal this week, and the process will likely begin next year. Officials in Afghanistan have also told VOA that the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stems from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. On Saturday, U.S. media reported that President Trump's administration intends to announce this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. Graham said the president could reduce troop numbers from the current 12,000 to 8,600. President Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for Wednesday. Representatives are expected to vote along party lines, meaning the resolution would pass. You're listening to VOA News.